Hello, my name's Kevin Wilson. Welcome to my world. Think of this as a safe haven. The deck chairs are free. The weather is just how you like it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Because everybody's welcome on the Isle of Kevin. Or, to put it another way, this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. Meanwhile, in France, mon petit ami, Monsieur Macron, do you like my French accent? Oh yes, I'm fluent, has been getting a bit of stick lately, thanks to some snidey comments in the press about the fact that he spends £24,000 a year on makeup. That's about £2,000 a month, £500 a week. I don't know what it is in euros, probably more, but it does seem a lot, doesn't it? I wondered why he was so good looking. Makes me think I should give it a try. And then, coincidentally, Queen Doris offered to give me a makeover, so I thought, well, why not? It began with a face mask. She put some white gunge on my face, told me not to smile, then, as the mask began to tighten and my face took on the appearance of Dale Winton on a bad day, she sat on her throne, right where I had previously placed the royal whoopee cushion. That familiar sound sent her into fits of laughter. I couldn't contain myself either, to be honest, and my now porcelain face mask disintegrated into 1,000 white powdery shards. I quickly checked myself in the mirror. Sadly, looked no different. Still younger looking than Monsieur Macron, I think, so there's always a positive. Anyway, I resolved to follow the lead of the Liverpool football team, who seemed to spend an awful amount of time looking smugly in mirrors on television while patting a well-known cosmetic into their faces. Well-known only because they advertise it for some reason. Though why they think James Milner is a good advertisement for moisturiser, I have no idea. Anyway, I fell for it. I bought some of said product and slapped it on with vigour every morning after my cold shower and skinny dip in the Solent. Oh, I do my nude bathing in between ferry crossings so as not to overexcite the visitors, though on one occasion I timed it wrong and I'm sure I heard someone shout, "Look out, King Kev is flopping about in the shallows." Really? Oh well, I suppose the moisturiser works anyway. My face still looks completely knackered, but at least my skin is moist. I must send a memo to Macron and ask which products he uses. Oh well, whatever next. Ah, yes. Here's another thing. I was proud of our emergency services for their heroic rescue of a seagull that was trapped on a shop roof in our splendid capital city recently. Crowds gathered, the road was closed, as our firefighters clambered up a ladder to free the poor creature. Passers-by were alerted by its distressed cries, though some shoppers admitted they thought it was a customer complaining about something. Not that people complain about anything much on my island. Several local food establishments showed commendable initiative by offering to add roof-rescued gull or bird's nest soup to their evening menus, but the bird was instead safely dispatched into the care of the RSPCA and out of the clutches of a posse of chefs. My lawyers advised me, by the way, to add that other animal charities are available. I will, of course, be awarding the rescuers the MBE, hosting a civic reception in their honour, generally calling them heroes, and also trying to steal the limelight for myself, as is my wont. I'll probably hold the reception at the Feathers. See what I did there. Queen Doris and I took part in the famous Fort Walk the other day. Were you there? This is the event that attracts thousands of people who want to walk to a ruined fort at an especially low tide and then, well, walk back again. I must admit that after calling out helicopter rescue three times on our slog through the sludge, the novelty was wearing off a little. It would have been all right, but Doris insisted on taking the barbecue and deck chairs with us, and that was our downfall. The smell of sausages caused mayhem, and there was a real BBQ backlog as people queued up. Doris coped very well. In the end, she was throwing hot sausages into the crowds of people, many of whom were treading water in their desperation to bag a banger. But we islanders seem to enjoy doing very silly, pointless things, and then posting proudly on Facebook and Twitter, so if you can't beat 'em, join 'em. I exercised royal privilege, hitched a ride in the rescue chopper, and we winched up a few hot dogs while cooling everyone off in the downdraft. They were all up to their chests in water by this stage, but to be honest with you, I didn't care. This is the spirit that makes the island great, and I sent off some photos and a message of goodwill to the people of Houston, Texas, who have been heavily rained on and flooded recently. But nothing on the scale of the drenching we all got on the fort walk, I think. Anyway, time to go. I want to look my best for the island chicken sexing gala next week. So, happy days, eh? Oh, I didn't tell you. Hot news. I'm proud to have been asked to join the Brexit negotiating team. I'll be happy batting for Britain, with whom the Isle of Kevin does have a special relationship. It seemed to be locking horns with EU negotiators and making very little progress so far. They haven't even agreed what they should be talking about, it seems. So, I will be going in there all guns blazing, hoping for a substantial fee, several free lunches and large bottles of sparkling water, plus, of course, free first-class air travel to Brussels, followed by three nights at the Palace of Versailles with Monsieur Macron's makeup artists. Once my terms have been accepted, I will of course be happy to begin negotiating the terms of the negotiations, the order in which they will happen, the process for agreeing a statement about the state of the negotiations, depending upon what stage we reach, according to the predetermined conditions, as set out at the last negotiations. You see, it's quite straightforward. No point beating about the bush, is there? Finally, I bring you news that my royal broadcasts are being elevated to new heights soon. Oh yes. No, I'm not broadcasting from the palace roof. My thoughts and pronouncements on life, the world, the universe, and other stuff are to be consumed over breakfast. One of my loyal subjects, a Mr. Dominic Cole, provides a fairly entertaining start to the day on his breakfast show on what I call Vectis Radio, and he has begged me, nay pleaded, to grant him the honour of incorporating my messages within his humble show. I presume he wants to make it more interesting, and you can't blame him for that. How could I refuse? So, I'll see you at the breakfast buffet soon then. Sadly, it's goodbye from the Isle of Kevin, for this week anyway. Thank you so much for visiting. Please make sure you have all your belongings with you, and we wish you a safe and pleasant onward journey. We look forward to seeing you again next Friday, here on the Isle of Kevin, where everyone's welcome, or, as we like to say, this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. Goodbye.